Up next, the two-hour expanded edition with extended topic of Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX and 90s, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And boy, I was up last night working on the topic today, the higher self. What is it? All right. What a show to record, including Farley's poem, which is a two-page bit of information here that I worked out that's quite interesting. The higher self. And if you're a first-time listener, then congratulations for tuning in to a very advanced topic, but hopefully it won't go that far beyond your head. But at least I'm going to try, because this is yet another very, very ambitious topic, of course. What is it? What is the higher self? Well, I like to call it a lot of things, but in retrospect, in meditative consultation with myself, with my higher self, I actually believe that the higher self is the director, it is the producer of one's life, it is the creator, the initiator, the judge, that's right, the judge of what goes on in one's life, the karmic circus of events that occur usually are manifested through higher self manifestations. It is the deadline part of us, the cancellation factor. It is the light, the God self, the spirit, the driver, the battery, the soul's focus, the hidden part of our natures, the sheltered part of our natures, the riddled part of our natures, and what I believe and feel to be the secret of life, the secret to life. What we see when we look at a human being is almost like looking at the tip of an iceberg, a magnificent iceberg, an iceberg that is filled with power. Now, if you hit an iceberg when you're in the ocean and you see a little bitty rock at the top, and then you're not aware that it's 1,000 or 5,000 times larger than what you see on the surface, you're going to sink your ship. Human beings are like that. Oftentimes, no matter how meek or shy an individual might seem to be on the surface, the knowledge and the power that they wield in their conscious mind is also just a glimpse of the true power of their overall nature. See, a human being, like so many things in life, like the colors of the rainbow, like the spectrum, of course, like the aura of Saturn, the rings of Saturn, like layers of the planet Earth, like the layers of our own physical and spiritual aura, the human consciousness, as complicated as it is, also has several dimensions. And what we sense to be ourselves, and what we sense to be our true selves, often is severely limited by what really does truly exist, which is a magnificent essence that exists within and without, beyond, above, and below ourselves. It is an ether that envelops us. It is a consciousness that overwhelms us and becomes us. It is an essence of force and power beyond physical description that guides us and leads us. And that is what I call the higher self. Now, a lot of you think that you're being directed by your spirit guides. And a lot of you feel that you have spirit friends and that you have a certain vibration going on in your life that is an assistance from somewhere else. And that's limited. That's a limited philosophy, because what's really happening, is that we are insecure. We're spiritually insecure. I'm trying to get my leg settled. People go, what are you doing, Farley? Wrestling over there? Yeah, probably. Yeah. What happens is we wrap ourselves up in a physical limitation, and we never like to say it's us. We always like to say, well, I have a guide, or I have a teacher, or I have a philosopher, or I'm being encouraged in my dream state or something. And so many times we refuse to embrace this powerful force that exists around and above and below. And overall, this force is so incredible, it's so intense, that it is more than a friend. It is an extension of our very nature. And when you start to embrace the fact that you have this kind of power, then I really feel that you can really start to embrace your life the way it was meant to be lived. Can you imagine people living their whole lives without any essence or recognition or contact with the higher self at all? Zero. It's tragic, isn't it? And there's people out there that you'll tell them that there's a part of themselves that is very special and very powerful and very incredible, like this extension, this iceberg we talk about, and they don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe that there's anything out there that's part of them that is that strong. But it's there. It's there, and the only way I can prove to you that it's there is to try and help you find your higher self and form a relationship with it. Now, that's why if you're recording this show, you're going to be given the step-by-step process, hopefully, that'll help you get in touch. And if you meditate and listen to my poem while you meditate, if you're lucky enough to have a copy of this show, then perhaps the higher self will jump out and say hello. Okay, now how do I get in touch with the higher self? Well, number one, accept that it's there. That has a lot to do with it. If you get out of your denial that you have this higher power, which is funny, but a lot of people in the AA and the CA and the drug rehabilitation programs are natural into this 12-step program where they are actually instructed to get in touch with their higher power, which is really the higher self. Isn't that funny how they take people that are down and out, low self-esteem, totally self-destructive and depressed, amazingly frustrated, about to die, and they introduce them to this higher power and say, you have this. It's natural. Embrace it, number two. And, you know, once you accept it, it might as well bask in it. Bask in the glow that you have this essence about you that is incredible. Nourish it. How do you nourish the higher self? Well, the body as the temple of the soul and the brain as a major function of the body both serve in communion as a transmitter between the conscious mind and the river that flows where the intuitive mind, or where our intuition lies, and where the dream consciousness part of ourselves lies, and just beyond that, where this incredible essence lies, the higher self, the higher power. And how you nourish it? Well, take care of yourself. Protect your body. Try not to put too much poison in your body. And if you do, detoxify occasionally. And try to think good thoughts and positive vibrations. And recognize that you are a beacon of light and reflect it. And number four, how else do you get in touch with it? Identify the higher self. Body plus mind plus spirit. What is conscious, yet what can be unconscious? The identification of the higher self, the guardian of the soul, the guardian of the self, the source of light within, the reflection of light eternal for you, our conscious connection to God. That's what I see it as. Let's be specific about this, all right? Now, roads to contact the higher self. A, in dreams. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The higher self is the master hypnotist. If you're looking for a hypnotist, then just look in the mirror. Because when you dream, you are constantly being shown symbolisms as to what is going on in your life and as to what you might need to improve your life or to change your life or to experience transition or to process energy, such as stress. B, through meditation, transcendental meditation, or any kind of meditation when you can put yourself into a conscious focus and allow yourself to relax yet not sleep. You can also reach the periphery of the higher self and start to experience symptoms and visions and miracles of spiritualism that will finally acknowledge the existence of this entity, which is you. While daydreaming, when you're people that have Pisces in their chart are people that are 12th house planet people, and everybody has Neptune. So if you have a trine or a sextile on your Neptune, a Pisces planet, or anything in the 12th house, congratulations, because not only would you be more prone to use drugs and alcohol and be vulnerable and escapist, but you would also have a natural ability to go into an alpha state. Let's talk about Piscean factor. It's the space cadets. So people will sit there and all of a sudden you'll be talking to them. They'll be looking out way beyond you. Are you paying attention? Oh, yeah, I'm paying attention. Are you on something? Oh, no, I'm just relaxing, you know. It's that daydreaming type of thing. And when you, if you can stay in that kind of state for long enough, then it allows the higher self to come in and channel through you. Now, as long as you recognize yourself as a snowflake of love and light, as a supernova, a star of white, bright love, God energy, and surround yourself in this snowball of white light at all times, a huge snowball. It's about as big as maybe 12, 15 foot diameter snowball that you walk around in. And you surround yourself with that love and light all the time. It's always there. Well, then daydreaming is not scary because you're daydreaming inside of a crystal ball. But if you daydreamed and you were loaded and you didn't know that your ball of light was there, you forgot about it, Well, some other things might creep in there that you might think are the higher self, and that you might think you were channeling Jehovah or something, which could be possible. D. Other roads to contact higher self. Memory of sacred knowledge that you did not learn in this lifetime. If you come up with ingredients of knowledge that you didn't know about previously, if you come up with information or past lives or sudden validation, right, of vibrations that you are learning or studying where suddenly you have a knowing that it's true, that it's right, that's the higher self coming in and confirming it for you. E. Other roads to contact the higher self. Connection to the universe and all things in it. Feeling the connectedness. And I'm sorry, even some of the nasty things in the universe are part of us. And that's stuff that we have to not necessarily embrace right away, but that's what the oneness is all about. Yesterday when I was watching one of my favorite movies, Robert Redford and Brubaker, I was up late, which was a movie about prison reform, I had to turn the volume down for a while and consider all the injustice that's going on this planet right now as we speak. Right now, as I speak, people being raped, tortured, killed, abused, millions of them. And it's allowed to go on. And these are our brothers and sisters. And you know, there's a transformation going on. There's a reformation going on in this planet where that stuff is going to be passé. People are not only going to feel guilty about it, but instant karma is going to strike. Czechoslovakia, Poland, Russia, East Germany, China. I mean, there's a revolution going on in this planet right now of consciousness. The clarity from the Aquarius sector is striking all people. So the higher self is rolling in to everyone. We're being saved here. And it's not by one being, it's by a Christ consciousness that is coming in, that is rolling in like a tidal wave right now. So we're in an instant karma mode. Other roads to contact the higher self, the I Am mantra. That's letter F. Letter G would be through positive lifestyle, holistic lifestyle, eating properly, taking care of yourself, exercising, not taking too many risks, and visualization, manifestation, imagery, stuff like that. H, with emphasis on spiritual life and spiritual priorities. That's a good way to get in touch with the higher self. The spirit. I, overcoming material and earthly obsession. Not easy. That's why we're here. We're here. We are down here because we want to be here. And the reason why we want to be here is because we're obsessed with this place. And overcoming the obsession of being down here is, can you imagine that people would actually want to be on Earth? If you take a look at some of the barbaric things that have gone on this planet, you say, why would they want to be down here? But then you think of things down here that you like hot fudge sundaes and, you know, like a walk in the park or moonlight sail or sunset, full moon, Halloween, Christmas, marriages, babies, puppies, sex, love. There's a lot of good things, reasons why people are down here. And they could be obsessions too, let me tell you. Okay, let's continue with other roads to contact the higher self. J, authentic humility and self-sacrifice for the compassion of others. K, being able to reflect love and light. L, a teacher of self-love and self-nourishment. M, using crystals with emphasis on celestite, which will really open you up if you sit down with a piece of celestite for a few moments and relax. If you don't know what celestite is, it's sacred blue quartz crystal. It's actually, I can't even say it's quartz. It's sacred blue crystal. It's a blue crystal from Madagascar that is so powerful they don't even let the women mine it because women are so sensitive to it that they can black out. I'm sensitive to it. I have a piece in my hand every day when I do the show. It's my spiritual sedative. You know, I've had people give me magnificent miracles about their own celestite, by the way. Other roads to the higher self. Learning spiritual protection is letter N. Letter O would be learning the difference between good and evil. And sometimes it's a very fine line. You would be surprised. You would be surprised sometimes how hard it is to figure out the difference between good and evil. A lot of people think that fundamentalist religion is the answer. I find a lot of evil in fundamentalist religion. It's dominance. It's manipulation in some ways. I do find a lot of wonderful things in the Bible and the Quran and other sacred teachings and such, but some of this knowledge has been tainted and transformed, and it's created a whole an oligarchy of some kind of different levels of dominance from people who think that they can tell others the way they should live their lives. When you find out what good is, then you bask in it, you embrace it, right? Other pointers in higher self communication and communion. Number one, practice overcoming what you fear most. Number two, let go of the past. It's gone. And if it didn't work, forget it. That's heavy, right? Especially if you have Cancer planets, fourth house planets, or an afflicted moon like I do. Yeah. Okay, number three, let go of impossible challenges are situations that are not in the now. Remember Baba Ram Dass? A good book. Be here now, because this is all there is. Embracing the now allows for improved spiritual focus. If he's not in your life now, then don't expect him to come back. And don't dream and try to visualize him coming back. It's over. Continue with your life. If he wants to come back into your life or she wants to come back, then let them try. But why should you waste your valuable time waiting in line at the bank for a lover? Forever. And when there's absolutely no chance or no hope for sure guaranteeing they will. I'm not saying no hope, but if they come back, then let that be your choice, okay? Number four, other pointers in higher self communion. Meditate or chant positive, loving, spiritual mantras. Number five, and the most important, believe in miracles, because they're all over the place. Number six, nurture what you are, who you are, and what you have become, and embrace it for whatever it is. Seven, practice being nicer to your body and people on this planet, also pets. Number eight, visualize spirit and practice surrounding yourself with blinding white light, which is God's love. And number nine, surround yourself with loving, supportive ideas, ideals, people, and spiritual priorities. You know, when you have finally made contact with the higher self, people will come up to me and say, Farley, how do you know that you've made contact? What happens? Does God come in and go, Farley, I am your higher self? I'm going to give you some of the things I feel when I know I'm in touch with my higher self. Bliss. There's no other way to explain it. It's just total happiness and blissful, pillowy softness about love and life. It's magnificent. Happiness. You're just a happy person. And not much will rock your apple cart. Dreams are amazing. It's an adventure. It's a whole nother life cycle. It's incredible. Visions, almost of a biblical proportion, are very possible. The memory of sacred teachings, I talked about that already. Metaphysical knowledge will become intuitively valid and confirmed along with the confirmation of astrology. And it's very, very significant importance in our lives. You'll sleep more soundly. That's a natural symptom. You'll become a natural student teacher of philosophy. You'll feel loved, loving, and surrounded with pillowy loveliness a lot of the time, especially in meditation. You'll feel overall better about life. You will feel power. We're talking power. I'm not talking the type of power that you run over a country with in a war. I'm talking power. You will become a healer. Your life will flow. You will flow like a river with happy, loving, and blissful ideas and creativity. And you will finally overcome your obsessions, which means overcoming your karma. And the most important thing in your life will be love and light, which combine equal spirit. Now, I'm going to read you my poem. It's called The Higher Self. And if you're recording this show, this would be an excellent poem to meditate to get in touch with your higher self. The Higher Self by Farley Malaris, copyright 1989. When I gaze and wander in my mind's eye beyond, I settle upon a lake I call the Crystal Pond, a place where I can go and seek a message from above, a powerful source of emotion, the essence which is love. I sit and think of what I need. I know I need to feel. I wander through my fantasies, and then my mind begins to reel. The world is such a happy place. Does anybody know? The power that we beings have, the spiritual rainbow. I ponder the universe day and night, the heavens and the moon. I lose myself in endless sight. There's never any room. We all have so much to share, and guidance from within, to tap the ancient mysteries, it can make your memory spin. A rainbow of intention, a miracle of light, a message and a simple note of musical starlight. A feeling that is easiest when we just seem to let go, a state of mind that comes to us when we think we're in the know. A flowing river, the tide at dawn, a startling thunderstorm, a spirit gone beyond the mist, a feeling being born. The happenstance I know I am, and something that you are. A miracle of life I feel, and always bright as a star. This life is but a snowflake, and yet the very best, of enchanting perfection that always seems a test. A revelation of light I see, a candle burns inside of me, a feeling that I get at night, a crystal neath the firelight. A word of love, a mourning dove, a song of cheer, a gentle tear. There is a star that resides above, beyond, within, below. A miracle of life, it seems, but then amazingly so. A wisp, a light, a moon so bright, a heart that's filled with joy, a healing, seeking, fleeting hope, a merriment to enjoy. For these are all the things I feel, I think I really know, the higher self that dwells within, beyond the surreal rainbow. I let go of everything there is to grasp what really lies beyond the realm of reality and above the heavenly sky. That answers all my questions and calms my petty fears, that quiets the dragon that lives within and washes away my tears. A spirit essence that exists in everything you see, the power of the universe that is truly you and me, the higher self. All right, so there's a topic for you.